Hello, this is your virtual guide to English 1101. This is Module 6. As in the case of the other modules, we're going to start by talking about what you should do for this class. Then we'll go over the basics about what this module is all about. So Module 6 involves the following activities. First, read Chapter 9 in Steps to Writing Well. Then, view the classed video on pronoun case. Complete the appropriate practice test. Then complete the mastery test on pronoun case. Using what you've learned previously and what you have read for this module, write an expository essay on one of the topics listed under Exposition Part 1 at the end of the syllabus. Please note that each topic has been identified with the appropriate development method you should use for that topic. Please be sure to clearly label all work and then place the pre-writing, drafts, and final revised copy in your writing portfolio. Remember, your final copy needs to be typed. Then ask one of your peers to read your final essay, complete the peer review questionnaire, and then return it to you. In your journal, record your answers to the 5 questions under Reviewing Your Progress on pages 193, 211, and 232 of STEPS. The page you will complete will depend on your topic selection. Answer only those questions that are appropriate for the development method identified with the topic that you've selected. So let's go into the topic itself and this essay itself in Module 6. Essentially, we're talking about comparison and contrast. That's one type of expository essay, and it's a very good one to do this assignment on. There are a couple of patterns, and the comparison contrast, the first pattern is called a point by point. So essentially, what you're doing is you are putting the points within the body paragraphs. So the body paragraphs compare or contrast the two subjects. So body paragraph 1 compares and contrasts one aspect of the two subjects that you are comparing and contrasting. Body paragraph 2 compares and contrasts one other aspect. Body paragraph 3 compares and contrasts the third aspect, etc. The other pattern you can consider is called the block. So this is sort of how it looks. First, you have an introduction. Describe the subjects to be compared. Then in the body paragraphs, discuss points 1, 2, and 3 on the first subject in one paragraph or spread out over different paragraphs. Then, in other body paragraphs, discuss points 1, 2, and 3 on the second subject. So you've gone through first the first subject and all the different aspects, 1, 2, 3, etc. Then you go to the second subject, discuss the points 1, 2, and 3 in that, and then you wrap it up in a conclusion. Here are a few problems to avoid. Again, as usual, pick out a good topic. Get a good subject. Make sure your audience cares about the things being compared and that they care about the reason for the comparisons. Describe your subjects clearly and distinctly. Avoid a choppy essay. And be sure to use good examples that are supported by evidence. Here are a few possible topics. 1. An expectation and its reality. Or another, a first impression versus a later point of view. Another one could be two conflicting theories you're studying in another college course. Another one could be a hero, yesterday and today. Or another one could be compare and contrast two movies. Or compare and contrast a book with the movie that was made from the book. This is Module 6. expository writing, and we've come to the end of this module. See you in the module for number 7.